The recent scandal at Cardinal Innovations Healthcare angered many individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities waiting for services. The state took control of Cardinal in November because the behavioral healthcare organization spent excessively on salaries, parties, and severance packages. Across the state, there are almost as many people with intellectual and developmental disabilities waiting to get a complete array of home and community services as are currently getting them. For families, it can last years, be frustrating, and feel unfair. WFAE's Alex Olgan has the stories of a few families who are waiting.
Tanya Bertram and her 11-year-old son Christian are very close.
He's my sidekick. He's always on my right hip.
Christian contracted meningitis as a baby. Tanya says she doesn't work so she can take care of him. They live off of disability payments. Tanya says Christian has permanent brain damage, seizures, memory problems, as well as other developmental issues. Still, he dreams.
I just want to be an opera singer.
We spoke to Christian at his school. He's been on the waiting list to get home and community services through Medicaid for 9 years, says Tanya. She lives in the Charlotte area, so she's on Cardinal Innovation Healthcare's waiting list. Because of privacy laws, Cardinal couldn't discuss the details of his case. All told, as of early January, there were 11,700 people waiting to get services throughout the state. Only about 1,000 more actually get the full array of services. What keeps Tanya up at night is what happens down the road if he's still waiting when she dies.
How do you leave them? Who takes care of them? And you live with that every day? That's the scariest.
North Carolina, like many other states, runs its own program to serve people like Christian with federal Medicaid funds. The advantage to this system is it gives states flexibility and, in theory, efficiencies in the home and community-based services they offer. The downside is that there's a limited amount of funding, so not everyone gets these services. Mary Beth Musumeci with the Kaiser Family Foundation, a health research organization, says these services aren't strictly medical.
Self-care like bathing, dressing, eating, those types of things. Medicaid historically is the primary source of funding for those services that people need to live safely and independently in the community.
The waiting list is 5 to 10 years long, according to the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services.
So my life would be totally different. I'd be a lot calmer.
Suzanne Grant's been waiting for 4 years to get services for her nephew, Xavier Butler. That's how long she's been caring for him since his parents died in West Virginia. Because he lived in another state, she had to put him in the back of the line in North Carolina. Butler is 8 and has autism and doesn't talk. Instead, he grunts and cries. Over time, Grant says, she has figured out what he's communicating. Other things have been more difficult. Grant is 51 and a small woman at less than 5 feet tall. She says it's hard for her to restrain Butler when he gets violent. She says once he punched her in the eye during a fit of rage. Another time.
I was trying to get his jacket on for him to go to school, and I don't know how it happened. It happened so fast, and he just grabbed me by both my hands and pulled me to the floor because he didn't want to put on a jacket because of the color.
Grant is concerned she may have to put him in a residential living facility.
I need my load to be a little lighter, so it just makes me so angry. I get so angry, and I cry so much.
That frustration and confusion is what John Nash hears a lot. He's director of the ARC of North Carolina, an advocacy organization for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
We live in this environment every single day, and it's confusing for us.
The only way a spot opens up is if someone moves, dies, or voluntarily leaves the program, and that doesn't happen much. Or if the state opens up more slots. This year, the North Carolina General Assembly funded 400 more slots for people to get off the waiting list. The slots are divided among different behavioral healthcare organizations throughout the state. And there's no transferring to different waiting lists. So once you're on one, Nash says, you're kind of stuck.
I know one woman who lives and wants to move to a different county and can't. Because if she does, she moves into a different catchment area and she has to start all over. That makes no sense.
And the confusion, Nash says, can make people in the intellectual and developmental disability community suspicious of the system. The recent scandal at Cardinal involving excessive executive pay and parties has added to that suspicion. But Nash says there's a positive side to the scandal. It's renewed attention to the thousands of people waiting for services, and that has resulted in more attention and questions from concerned lawmakers. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.